As food scarcity worsens, people will go one of two paths on staying fed. Number one, and this is for people who are not well informed, they will trend towards cheaper, more processed food that is more nutrient depleted. So they'll shop at, you know, dollar stores or cheaper Walmart food or whatever. They'll just downgrade their diet to whatever is cheap but still processed. And in doing so, they're going to become less healthy. But then there's the second group of people, which is you and I and those like us who have better information, better knowledge. We will tend to either buy more bulk raw ingredients that are wholesome and natural and make our own foods, or we will tend to grow more of our own food and eat that, which is more nutrient dense. And the way people respond to food inflation determines their health outcome. And of course, the vast majority of people are going to choose the cheaper, more processed food route. It's almost like they're going to be living on rescue foods, which I call shadow foods, that are just empty calories and completely lacking nutrition. As a result, they will go downhill in terms of their own health. They'll have higher rates of type 2 diabetes and cancer, Alzheimer's, you know, neurological inflammation, etc., all kinds of problems. That's to be expected if you shift to more processed foods and more garbage foods, etc. Whereas you and I will become more sort of pioneer style in eating more basic raw ingredients, or again, producing some of our own food, even just doing your own sprouting in a mason jar with a cheesecloth for the lid and a rubber band and just rinsing it three times a day or something. You can grow your own high-density nutrition very inexpensively through that mechanism. So, considering these two routes, which way do you think most people are going to go? Obviously, most people are going to go to the processed food. And then, when there's not enough food or not enough affordable food for typical people, they will demand more government bailouts. That's right. We're talking about UBIs or some kind of a food welfare system. Maybe it's both. Maybe it's a UBI that's designed to let you buy a certain amount of food per month. But guess what food that system will cover? It's going to cover all the processed junk foods, just for starters. You know, in times of war throughout history, a similar thing has happened. During some times of famine, the populations have actually become healthier because they had to turn to more traditional, you know, gardening and food production or lower cost, less processed food sources. This was true in World War II. This was even true among the German people in World War II. And the history books show that levels of type 2 diabetes plummeted during this time when the war was on. People had less to eat. There was some, you know, fasting going on, or involuntary fasting, I guess you could say, in many cases. But also people were buying more bulk ingredients and making their own food. Today, especially among younger people in our society, they tend to buy a lot of food from Uber Eats or DoorDash or whatever these kinds of, you know, food delivery companies exist, which will, you know, pick up food from a restaurant and deliver it to your door. That's not only extremely expensive food, it's the most expensive food that you can consume. It's also, of course, not very healthy food, typically, for most restaurants. That's where you're going to get a lot of exposure to seed oils and a lot of processed food ingredients that are just not that great for you. And the idea among most of America's youth, the idea of going to the grocery store and buying bulk beans, let's say, or buying a whole chicken and making your own chicken noodle soup out of a whole chicken that you have to process, or out of, you know, buying potatoes or buying quinoa or buying, you know, lima beans or whatever, making your own meals from scratch, it's almost unthinkable among today's youth. But this is where those old school skills kick in and become very, very valuable. If you've got those skills, if you grew up in a household where your parents taught you how to make food from scratch, then you have a skill set that's going to be extremely valuable during the coming food shortages. And I'm not saying that everybody's going to starve to death in North America, although there will be mass starvation in other countries that we've already covered. But even in North America, you're going to see food choice restricted. You're going to see food price going much higher. And as a result, the food availability will be a lot less than what people are used to. So let me also share with you what I think are some of the essentials that are worth stocking up on in terms of nutrition also. Number one, vitamin C has a very long shelf life. And you can, you know, you can buy the high-end non-GMO vitamin C from our store, of course, healthrangerstore.com. And it's expensive because it's non-GMO. It's not sourced from China. It's not made from genetically modified corn. And we do the lab testing, etc. That's a great source. However, if you want to buy bulk, made in China, cheaper vitamin C, which itself can still be life-saving for somebody who's vitamin C deficient, the place to do that is to go to a feed store and you buy vitamin C or ascorbic acid for horses. You can get, you know, 1 pound or 2 pound bag that is much cheaper per serving. It's still vitamin C. Yes, it's made from GMO corn. Yes, it's made in China. Yes, it's not natural, etc. But if you're on a budget and you have to store up some critical nutrition, that's an option worth considering. Secondly, you always need vitamin D, and I'm a big believer in vitamin E as well. Now, vitamin E can go bad over time. It doesn't have a forever shelf life, whereas ascorbic acid has a much, much longer shelf life of many, many years. Vitamin E is different. So for vitamin E, you want to refrigerate it if you can. We have, of course, really great Anatto vitamin E at healthrangerstore.com if you want to get it there. There's natural vitamin E that's in whole wheat berries or certain nuts and seeds and so on, which is why you want to trend towards eating whole foods wherever you can, obviously. But it's also good to stockpile some vitamin E supplements. For some of these other nutrients like sulforaphane out of broccoli, that's why you grow the broccoli sprouts or the chlorophyll that you can get out of sprouting alfalfa or anything, frankly, almost anything. So that's always useful as well. Now, you can grow a lot of really great herbs. You can grow basil very easily. It grows like crazy. You can grow rosemary. Oh man, that's a very potent herb. Lots of beneficial nutrients. You can grow oregano fairly easily. And this is where I want you to think about focusing your efforts in a, you know, in a food collapse scenario. These garden herbs, and there are many more than that, of course, these garden herbs can be a great source of natural medicine that adds to the nutrient density of the foods that you're eating. And if you want to, go to brightanswers.ai. That's our AI engine. And you can ask it, what are the best medicinal herbs that I can grow in one season in a home garden? And it'll give you, you know, a pretty good list, including cilantro and whatever, and parsley, all kinds of things. And then follow that list. You may have to go out and get some garden seeds in order to do it, but it's totally worth doing because out of those herbs, you can make medicines. And one of the easiest ways to do that, I've covered this before, is to get yourself an ultrasonic cleaner. It can be an ultrasonic jewelry cleaner typically, but a larger scale. It can be like a lab equipment cleaner. These are not very expensive. Even for $99, you can get a pretty decent size ultrasonic cleaner. And then you put in 50% water and 50% alcohol, you know, consumable alcohol, like a vodka or, you know, high proof vodka. And then you put your herbs in there after you've crushed them up and cut them up into small pieces. You run that ultrasonic cleaner. Now you have a herb extraction and you filter that out with like a nut milk bag or any kind of a common filter. And you've got basically a hydrosol of that herb with very good extraction because of the combination of alcohol and water. If you want to distill the volatile oils and do essential oils, then you have to set up a distillation system with all the glass tubes and the condenser tube and everything like that. that's doable. It's just a lot more work, by the way. So do that if you want, but you don't need to do that to get a lot out of these herbs. You can just do an ultrasonic cleaner, or you just eat the herbs raw, you know, put them in a salad or whatever and just eat them. So whatever you're doing for your food or your backup food plans, as the food supply becomes more restricted or more expensive, make sure that you've got these high density nutrition herbs and superfoods as part of your plan, because those will help you tremendously. And those are the foods or the herbs that have things like the anti-cancer nutrients and the neuroprotective nutrients and the anti-diabetes or metabolic protective nutrients, all kinds of things, even hepato protection, liver protection. And these can be things as common as dandelion leaves. It's so easy to grow. They're probably growing everywhere where you don't even want them. And where I live, you can find creeks around, and some of the creeks have sandy banks, and on the sandy banks, you'll find horsetail growing. And horsetail is a natural source of silica. And so you get silica out of that. It's good for, nails and connective tissue and skin and hair, tendons and everything else. And yeah, you can make supplements out of that, or you can eat a little bit of that. Or, there's better forms of it, like orthosilicic acid, but horsetail is something that you can find naturally, and it does have a benefit. You can make horsetail supplements out of it. You just dry the horsetail and grind it up and pretty much put it in a smoothie or capsules or whatever you want. And that's a wild food where I live, but you could also cultivate that if you wanted to. The bottom line is, I want you to think about not just calories. I want you to think about nutritional density. Calories are important so you have the energy, but if you have just calories without minerals and phytonutrients, then you're going to suffer nutritional deficiencies very quickly, very quickly. This is why it's a good idea to stockpile full spectrum fertilizer, not just NPK, but fertilizer with trace minerals in it. You can stockpile that. That's going to sit there and last for, decades. As long as it doesn't get wet, you need to protect it from getting wet. It'll tend to absorb water, but you can stockpile trace minerals. And then what you can do, or there's also like seawater concentrates and things like that, or even trace minerals from like the Great Salt Lake. There's different things you can buy along those lines. Once you do that, then you can always feed it to your plants that you're growing that season in order to enrich those plants with the minerals they need. And then as you're consuming those plants, you're getting those minerals. So that's a great way to stockpile future nutrition. And remember, the uninformed mainstream masses, they're not going to be aware of any of this. They're just going to go for, where can I get bread and white rice and, whatever, pastries and Pop-Tarts and donuts and whatever. They're not going to do well on that kind of stuff. Meanwhile, you will have high-density nutrition. You'll have the minerals and trace minerals that you need, and you'll be able to grow an abundance of fresh vegetables and herbs that can be both your food and your medicine. That's the key. It's your food and your medicine. If you need some seed kits, we sell the heirloom non-GMO seed kits called ARK, A-R-K. The ARK seed kits are available at healthrangerstore.com. If you need bulk fertilizer, well, it's getting expensive, but it's still available. You can find it at a feed store. You can find some of it online. Feed stores are typically by far the best deal, because you can buy it in bulk, 50-pound bags or whatever. Although the price has almost doubled because of, the war. So stock up on these things and then get the trace minerals that you need, etc. And the seeds, and make sure you're composting. Have some nice, rich black gold, which is your soil for growing these foods. And then get ready to grow. Maybe you want to do that now. Maybe you want to wait till the crisis gets worse. Maybe you want to have a summer crop or a fall crop. That's fine. Just make sure that you're doing it, because the food supply chain is only breaking down at this point. It's only going to get worse, not better, for a long time to come. Finally, if you want storable foods, you can purchase those from us. They're certified organic, lab tested, ultra clean, packed in rugged formats, including number 10 steel cans. They're sealed for long-term shelf life. Or you can buy, you know, our Ranger buckets that have a variety of foods packed in there, vacuum sealed in these bricks, I call them, for long-term storage and rodent-resistant rugged packaging. That's very cool also. So check all that out at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening, and get yourself prepared. Food's going to be a lot more scarce for a while, maybe for a couple of years from here forward. So stay tuned. Oh, you can catch more of my videos and interviews and podcasts at brightvideos.com, or my main website for articles is at naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.